So I'm sure people are curious as to whether or not VisiPop ever re-uploaded Dai Young after she made the video private on YouTube. Now, in case anybody doesn't know the history as to why Dai Young has, you know, been private, or basically been put into the private section of her YouTube channel, you know, it's a interesting history, and there is a video that goes over it, and I'll upload that video, not upload it, but I'll link that video at the end here. But long story short, she had some up and down issues since the beginning, you know, when she originally uploaded the video on YouTube back in 2014, basically around Halloween time, literally on the eve of Halloween. And the first issue she had was with a false copyright strike claim against her. Someone posing as the Gabe Newell, if you will, person, you know, basically caused her to get struck down. Now, she had to wait a couple of months, before YouTube can rectify that, which they did, because, you know, she let them know, hey, this is not the real person. And I think even the real Gabe Newell let YouTube know, yeah, that's not really me. That's a false account. And believe me, I know how VisiPop feels, you know, honestly, because as I've mentioned before here on my channel, recently I had that happen to me with somebody posing as someone from the WB. And hopefully YouTube is working their best and doing their diligence, if you will, to ensure that doesn't happen again, because it did happen recently to somebody else as well. So hopefully they're, you know, working on this situation so that doesn't happen again. You know, it's like I said before, if these people are who I think they are, you know, and they have a reason, you know, please just come out and let us know what your reason is. Let YouTube know what your reason is as to why you're doing this. You know, if you're just, you know, kids that are going through changes, if you will, boys, if you will, that are going through changes, and you're getting into that, oh, I want to see this, I want to see that from the woman, woo-woo, you know, if you're going through that kind of change, then just say it, you know, there's no shame in that, but anyway. You know, anyway, whether you like YouTube or not, give them credit. They're trying their best to, you know, prevent this kind of stuff from happening again. Anyway, though, like I said, she had an issue with that, got the video back up a month or two after, and then, basically 8 years later, she dealt with another situation. You see, everybody is aware that there was an episode in season one of Hell of a Boss that never really got aired until summer of last year. And what happened was there was a lot of legal situations. There was a lot of legal situations involving Kesha's team and all that had to be taken care of. So, you know, so because of that legal situation and due to the fact that the video was using a Kesha song, Dai Young, the remix, she had to unlist it at first. Now, unlisting basically, in my opinion, means you're planning to make it public again, right? Well, not in this case, because what happened later on after everything was resolved with her being, you know, with Kesha's legal team and everything to allow that episode from season one, that lost episode, to finally be shown on YouTube, instead of making Dai Young the remix, the fan animated video, public again, she decided to make it private. And I think that might have been part of the agreement between the team, between her and Kesha's team. Like, yeah, we'll let this happen. We'll let Kesha voice your character. We'll let her write the song. But there's a few things we want in return. One, she can't sing the song. And two, you know, we do not want that Dai Young video to be seen publicly anymore. That's what I'm thinking they wanted in return. Just my opinion. Now, if that's... Sorry about that. Someone's car alarm went off. But anyway, if that's not enough, also around this time, she was getting, you know, struck with another legal situation, if you will, because the person that she purchased the JJ Adopt OC from, you know, basically was getting on her about the usage. and everything. Basically, I guess what they were doing is they wanted royalties in return for the usage of the OC of the JJ character that VisiPop had originally purchased years ago. They wanted royalties. They wanted credit, if you will. And Vizzy did credit them in the credits of the video. It is there. But apparently that wasn't enough, so that's another reason why she made the video private as well. And in turn, she's made plans. Right now, those plans obviously are either still in the works Almost got a little tongue-tied there. That's what happens when you do on video or audio recordings unscripted. You know, you kind of start talking and you kind of start losing your train of thought, but you start rambling a lot to the point that, you know, you're trying to think about what to say next. But anyway, to get back what I was saying, basically she did have plans originally to do a sequel to the Die Young video. But what she was going to do was she was going to redesign JJ so that she didn't look identical to her original appearance in Die Young. And there is animation out there, WIP animation, work in progress animation, of, you know, JJ's new look, you know, of JJ's new look. And, you know, that's about it, nothing more. And there are some animatics, some work in progress, drawings and everything, WIPs, you know, out there that give you an idea of what the video would look like. Now, there's even been talk that she wants to remake the video and everything. But again, you know, some of these are on hold for the time being. Some of them might be, you know, in production. We're not sure. Because if there's anything we might have learned from, you know, animation studios themselves, independent or major, is you never know when a new animation is going to appear. You never know. I mean, Jellystone is a good example of that. Nobody knew season 3 was coming, and yet here it was. So, you know, the same could be said with, you know, VisiPop. No one knows whether or not we're going to see, you know, a continuation, or I wouldn't say continuation, excuse me there, a continuation or sequel to the Die Young fan vid with the new design of JJ. You know, nobody knows whether or not we're going to see that, but I would not put it past Vizzy to actually go out and surprise us with that one day. I would not. And, you know, she wants to collab with, you know, Kesha on a video. You know, that could be something that she might be able to do. I've got a feeling down the line. But as I said, I'm not going to be surprised if what, you know, it's kind of like in limbo right now, like the sequel to Die Young and such. I'm not going to be surprised if we do get a finished version of that down the line and it hits us unexpectedly. I mean, let's not forget one thing. This October, it's going to be 10 years. 10 years since Die Young, the fan animated video, VisiPop's Die Young fan animated video with JJ debuted. It's going to be 10 years, folks. So I will not be surprised if for that 10-year anniversary we see something. I will not be surprised whatsoever. And you shouldn't be either. You shouldn't be either. So, in my opinion, we are going to probably see something. And with, you know, it being 10 years this October, don't be surprised if we see that sequel. Don't be. Don't be surprised if we see it. Because I got a feeling it will happen. It will happen. I mean, if VisiPop has to, she can, you know, outsource, you know, the idea to somebody else. I mean, look at what that one guy did, in a celebration of Has-Been Hotel's debut on Prime Video. That guy spent about $50,000 or $5,000, whatever it was, on a fan vid, and a fully animated fan vid, you know, with his character being pursued by Charlie or Charlene, you know, of Has-Been Hotel. So if Vizzy wants to, she could outsource, you know, the animation to people that will, you know, she'll pay to basically make, you know, that sequel a reality. She could do that if she wants to, if she gets too busy. But I have a feeling, you know, what we're not realizing is that with this being the 10-year anniversary in October of the debut of that video that put her on the map, you know, I don't think we're realizing that she could, she probably has something planned, but she's not telling us. She's not telling us what that's, you know, what that plan is, because she's going to surprise us. I think that's what's going to happen, in my opinion. I think that's what's going to happen. But anyway, though, guys, I just wanted to come on here and let you guys know that if you're trying to find the Dai Young fan animated video she did back in 2014, because, you know, it being privated here on YouTube, go and check it out at internetarchive.org. You can download it there, maybe upload it to places like YouTube, but maybe in a way that you could find, you know, a way around the whole, you know, algorithm and everything, the whole policies of uploading a copy of something that's been uploaded multiple times on other channels. Or you could go to places like Vimeo and maybe put it up there, maybe BitChute, maybe Rumble, like I did and another person did, and put it there as well. So that way, you know, people can see, you know, where she began and, you know, and how she got, you know, where she began and how she got, you know, be put on, how she got, you know, her name out there and allowed herself to become, you know, the person she is today and the superstardom that she has now. But let me know what your thoughts are, guys, down below. Live chat during the premiere. Like the video. And until next time, I will talk to y'all later.